We are grateful that you're here this morning. We would ask that you fill out an attendance card. We'd like to know of our visitors, and also it's helpful in the work for the members to do that. In the prayer for the bread today, Don led us as we thank God for the opportunity to remember. I want you to think about that statement for just a moment. The opportunity to remember. Last Monday was Memorial Day on our calendars. We talked about Memorial Weekend. We talked about memorials in different ways. And last week we talked about the idea of remembering events, remembering people, and especially remembering God and remembering Christ as we center our minds upon the Lord's Supper and what it means to us. This morning I want us to take that idea and look at it from another standpoint of looking at the Bible and what it has to say about the idea of forgetting. You and I talk a lot about forgetting. We think as we get older that we have a tendency to forget more and remember less. We have many funny stories about people who forget things. Many of our jokes that we tell are centered around the idea of forgetting, not being able to remember. Our thoughts this morning are not so much in that area as in the area that sometimes we forget to remember. Many of the things that you and I forget are not because we don't have the brain power to remember, but because for some reason, or perhaps sometimes for some excuse, we just don't remember like we ought to. We have a tendency to forget. We don't intend to, but we do. The Bible says that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God and served Balaam and the groves. Judges 3, verse 7. In Isaiah 43 and verse 6, God gave a very simple statement. He said, "Put me in remembrance." Many of the things that happen from Genesis throughout the Bible happen to help people to remember God for who he was and what he had done. The Passover became a time of remembrance for the children of Israel. The observance of the Lord's Supper has become a time of remembrance for us. There is a tendency today on the part of many people to forget God. Sometimes we look at our nation that is called a Christian nation, and we wonder if there is not a trend to forget God, to forget what he has done for us, to forget what he has meant to us, to forget the emphasis that was placed upon the Heavenly Father even as our nation began. It seems appropriate today for us to emphasize the admonition: do not forget God, who he is and what he means. Somewhat related to that is the admonition that we ought not to forget the covenant of God, nor the word of God. There is a passage in Deuteronomy 4:23 that says, "Take heed, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord." It's interesting that back in verse 2 of that chapter, he tells the people not to add to his word nor to diminish from it. He's in the process of talking about his word that is given to the children of Israel. And then he gives them the admonition, don't forget the covenant of the Lord. God made a covenant with Abraham. He renewed it with Isaac and with Jacob. He reminded Moses of it as he was going down to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. continued to remind the children of Israel about this covenant as he wrote to them and communicated with them by the use of the prophets, one of which was Isaiah that we quoted from a moment ago. And he said, remember the covenant of the Lord. Today that principle would be applied for you and me, remembering the Word of God, remembering what he has done for us and the new covenant made in Christ, described to us in the New Testament. Sometimes we have a tendency to forget. I think sometimes the things that we learn even as children, we have a tendency to forget. Not that we've really put it out of our minds, but that we've pushed it back into the back of our minds, so to speak, and failed to remember the covenant of the Lord. Forget not the Lord, and forget not his covenant. There's another rather interesting idea presented along the line of admonition for us not to forget. In Psalms 103, verse 2, there's a little simple statement there that says, forget not his benefits. The whole chapter is dealing with blessings that come to us from God. And he says, be careful and don't forget the benefits that you receive from the Lord. Don't you think sometimes that all of us are guilty of that? Psalm 78, verse 7 says that we're not to forget the works of God. We get caught up in the busy affairs of life. We make advances to where we're able to do so many things for ourselves and for one another. And sometimes we may even get to thinking we can take care of ourselves. We don't need God. But he says, don't forget the benefits that you receive from God. Some of the finest weather that we've had, we've seen in the last few days. We've been blessed with rain on a fairly regular basis throughout this year. Some of us were especially concerned about the weather Friday and Saturday as we had some big events taking place that would be outside here in Henderson. What a wonderful blessing we have had from God to have such wonderful weather in the last few days. But do we stop and think about the idea that that is from God? Those of us that are here this morning, I'm sure, could say that we are blessed with food, with clothing, with shelter, with friends, family. Truly, we not only could sing, count your blessings, and name them one by one, but we could take time, and it would take a lot of time, to sit down and begin to list the benefits that we receive from God. And up to this point, I've just been talking about physical benefits. More important than that is the fact that we have the benefit of a Savior. We have the benefit of forgiveness. We have the benefit of the promise of eternal salvation. But I wonder if we stop and think about those as often as we should. Sometimes it's easy to let even our worship become more of a habit than the idea of really coming from the depth of our hearts to praise God and to thank Him for the blessings that He has given. Forget not His benefits. It might be good sometime this week if each one of us would take 5, 10, 15 minutes, get off to oneself and sit down and just meditate on nothing else except what are the benefits that I receive from God. We don't think about that enough. We have a tendency to forget. Hebrews 12:5 warns us about forgetting the exhortation which speaks to us concerning the chastening of the Lord. You know, down through life, most of us have had some difficult times. There have been those times when we lost loved ones, and some of us have lost loved ones under very tragic situations. Many of us have been through some serious health problems, some even going through that today. Most of us at one time or another have faced some financial difficulties. and other types of problems. The Lord uses these to strengthen us if we have the right attitude toward them. That's the chastening process that he's talking about here in the exhortation. But you know, sometimes we have a tendency to forget the exhortation of the Lord and how he chastens us to help us to go in the right direction. How many a time has a person who was very sick said, "Just let me get well and I'll put God first," only to forget that when he gets well? How often is it that one of us has said, "If I can just get my finances in order, and God will bless me to where I can have more, I'm going to give more to the church, and I'm going to give more to help my fellow man," only to look for another bank account when one is blessed in a financial way? Forget not. Don't forget those times in life that we've had the difficulties and God has helped us to overcome them, or is in the process of helping us to overcome. We need to be careful that we don't forget. And also, we need to be careful that we don't forget the people that are around us. In Hebrews 13, verse 2, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unawares." The idea here is hospitality and friendship and reaching out to others. Folks, we don't live in a vacuum. We don't live in a corner. We live among people. And yet it seems there are some today who have a tendency just to have tunnel vision about one's own personal life and never look to the right or to the left to see what the needs of others may be. God is admonishing us, don't forget. Don't forget the people that are around you. We would almost automatically begin to list those people as family and friends, but it's interesting that in this passage he says strangers. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Watch out for the needs, even of strangers. Suppose you meet somebody this week you've never met before, a complete stranger, and that person has a specific need. God is saying, don't forget that you are a representative of God. You are a representative of Christ. And when you have that opportunity to reach out to help someone, don't forget to take advantage of it. It is a sad day indeed when a person forgets the people that are around him and becomes so self-centered that he cannot see the needs of others even before his own needs. But it is a happy day, and it turns into a happy life when one can put others first before himself and look for the needs of others and practice the kind of life and living that Jesus had of going about doing good, seeking out opportunities to serve others. Don't forget to entertain strangers. And then there's an interesting idea presented in Genesis 40:23 that fits into our thoughts this morning, and that is that we need to be careful not to forget the promises that we make. You remember when Joseph was in prison that he interpreted the dream of the baker and the butler? And he especially reminded the butler, when this comes true — he was the one who was going to be restored back to his place — he says, "When this comes true, you remember me and tell the ruler, tell your master about what I have done." Genesis 40:23 says, "Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him." How many times, not meaning to, do you and I make promises and then forget them? We do not intend to forget them. We intend to do what we say we will do. But something happens, catch our attention, something happens that gets us caught up into something else, and we forget the promises that we've made to others. We even do this in a family situation. There are times that Judy will ask me to do something, and I'll say I'll do it, and then I'll forget it. She could tell you of an incident or two like that that's happened in the last day or two. I don't intend to, but I do. Here was something more serious. This man needed to remember Joseph. Joseph was in prison. Maybe if this fellow had remembered him, it would have helped Joseph to have come out sooner. But he didn't remember. When he received the blessings that were coming to him, he was so concerned about that he didn't remember that he had promised Joseph to tell his master about him. Forget not the promises that you make. And then there are two passages of Scripture that just sort of stand out and maybe sum up all the things that we've been saying this morning. One of them is in 2 Peter. Many of you are familiar with the verses that are usually referred to as the Christian graces. Add your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness charity or love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor are fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice verse 9. He that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. I think this is suggesting that we have a tendency to forget the value of a Christian life. That's sort of what he's describing there in the verses where he says, add this to this to this to this. A Christian life. But he says, if you don't do these things, if you lack these things, then you're acting in such a way as if you have forgotten that you were sinful and your sins were forgiven. Do we sometimes forget that our sins have been forgiven and that our sins continue to be forgiven? It's interesting that in this same chapter, after he says in verse 9, he's forgotten that in verse 12, he says, I put you always in remembrance of these things. In verse 13, stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Verse 15, he says these things to have always in remembrance three times. After he warns about forgetting, he says, I put you in remembrance of these things. Sometimes maybe we tend to forget some of the fundamental principles of the gospel. Fundamentals of worshiping God and serving Him. Those of us who preach, if we're not careful, can allow ourselves to be so concerned about having something new or some new approach to the preaching of the gospel that we forget how important it is to put each generation in remembrance of the fundamental principles of the gospel and the value of a Christian life. One of the things that needs to be emphasized in our homes and in our Bible school program here at church is being sure that we put our young folks in remembrance of what the Bible has to say about Christ, about the church, about Christian living. And be sure that we do not forget that we have been forgiven of our sins. And then to the text that Heath read earlier in our service today, where he's talking about the Word of God and how important it is in verse 25. He says in verse 24 that a person has a tendency to behold himself as in a mirror, and he's talking about the mirror of God's Word, and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Don't forget your personal responsibility to your own life. Sometimes we sit in a setting like this. A point is made, and maybe I will decide or you will decide, you know, I need to do something about that. But nothing is done, and a day or two goes by, and we forget. If I sit down and honestly look at my life, I can see that there are ways that I can improve, and so can you. But he says there's a tendency to look into that mirror and then to get up and forget. Forget what you see. We need to be careful when it comes to forgetting our own personal responsibilities. in thinking about remembrance, in thinking about memory, in thinking about a memorial, we are admonished, forget not the Lord, forget not his covenant, forget not his benefits, forget not his exhortations, forget not people, forget not your promises. Forget not the value of a Christian life, and above all, forget not the personal responsibility that you have to remember God and Christ and Christianity in the right way. This morning, I would encourage you not to forget the value of having Christ as our Savior. God thought it important enough to send his Son to this world to die on the cross for our sins and make it possible to us, for us to have the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of eternal life. Some have heard that message over and over and over and have heard the importance of being baptized into Christ to receive those blessings, but have forgotten or at least put off becoming a Christian. Maybe as Christians, sometimes we have forgotten our mistakes, especially the mistakes that we need to care for publicly. You are admonished not to forget, but to remember. And in that remembrance, if you need to respond to Christ, to come as together we stand and sing.
Seated. I want to mark.